This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It can be a difficult thing to find and pull the economic threads from a story like what happened in Ferguson, Missouri. But Marketplace's Adam Allington has been in Ferguson since the grand jury's decision was announced, and he says those threads are there if you know where to look. We've got him on the line now from St. Louis. Hey, Adam, thanks for coming on.
Happy to be here.
Tell us, first of all, what's going on today. What has been going on today after everything that happened last night?
So far today, things have been fairly quiet. People are out waiting at the bus stops, going to work. Businesses, some of them are open. Others are boarded up. There was a steeply ramped up National Guard presence in Ferguson last night, and I think that helped tamp things down a little bit. But going forward, I really think you're going to look at, you know, continued unrest of one stripe or another through Thanksgiving.
Play it out for me a little bit farther than that. I mean, it's been a rough 3 months for the city of Ferguson, for that entire area. What happens then with the economic redevelopment of Ferguson, as you talked about yesterday on this broadcast?
You know, Kai, Ferguson in many ways is really a good poster child for a lot of the economic problems of St. Louis. Ferguson is a outlying suburb, somewhat bigger than most suburbs around St. Louis, and it has a somewhat developed downtown business district. Many of the business owners that I spoke with remain committed to Ferguson, and they're going to keep their shops open. There are people milling around, and I think all of that's going to continue. And eventually, a lot of the chain stores, the Quick Trips, the Walgreens, etc., that were damaged or burned out, you know, those are going to reopen or open as something else. So I think the economic future of Ferguson is going to continue. But what I think the riots really underscore is the broader economic story of St. Louis, which is really how to build shared economic prosperity.
We should actually at this point say that you spent 8 years in St. Louis working for St. Louis Public Radio as a reporter. Give me that context then. I mean, where did this come from other than the immediate obvious cause? And then where does it go?
Yeah, you know, Kai, it's really all about economics. I mean, look at a map of the suburbs of St. Louis. We're talking 91 municipalities. It looks like a broken pot. And the history of how that was created is really a history of economics, that it was set up that way specifically so municipalities could capture tax revenue and avoid providing services to poor neighborhoods. So what that's done is really created pockets of prosperity amid extreme poverty. And going forward, that's what St. Louis has to wrestle with. That's what the suburbs have to wrestle with. They have to figure out how to unite into one shared economic future. Because if anything, what Ferguson has done is shown you can't build your regional economy with so many people who aren't vested in its future success.
Find the hope for me in this whole thing, man.
One thing that I cling to is that I think St. Louis needs to come to grips with its history of racial discrimination, its history of redlining, its history of really bad civic leadership. And I think they know that. I think the world knows it. And I think going forward, a lot of the economic investment in downtown St. Louis, the shift away from a manufacturing economy into healthcare, into biotech, I think that bright spot in the region's future will continue. And I think a lot of these problems that we've been talking about will gradually get fixed. That's my hope, is that it'll get better going forward.
Adam Allington in St. Louis for us. We should tell you, by the way, that Adam took a video of Ferguson this morning. He drove through just to show you what it looks like. It's on our website, marketplace.org. Adam, thanks a bunch.
Happy to do it.